Yes, indeed, and it's been a busy week at Finn Valley, and this just completes it, really. The third day we've been out and about and doing cross-country. Of course, Tuesday we had the primary schools, and Wednesday secondary schools. Both of them were very, very successful, something like 1,200 young students from both primary and secondary involved, and very, very encouraged by that. And today, then, we have this Champions Cup. It's an inaugural event. It hasn't been held before. It's kind of an event where people would come along, clubs would come along on invitation to basically get their athletes organised, get themselves ready before the championship. The Donegal championship season starts next Sunday in Carndonagh. So it was brilliant, and there's about seven clubs from about seven counties came. There was about 470 young athletes, age range from 9 to right through to about 18, and a great, great, great day at athletics. And you know, what can you say about it? I'm going to throw some results at you. Under 11 girls, Emma Boner of Letterkenny was a very good winner there, from Erin Freed of the Olympian Club. And the team prize there in the under 11 girls went to Letterkenny by a couple of points, from Olympian were second, and Tuam were third. Then in the under 11 boys, it was a case of Jason McCreary from Loughview in Cumber, County Down, beating young Jack McGlinchey, a young fella from down the road here in Castle Finn. He was second. Finn Valley, a strong, strong team there. They had four in the top six, and Letterkenny were second. And in third place then were Olympian again. And then moving to under 12s, well, Michael O'Donnell from the Rosses. And I hadn't seen Michael O'Donnell from the Rosses run before. Very, very impressed with him. He hit the front. He stayed in front. He looks impressive. And he's really going to be interesting to watch him over the winter months. And he's from the Rosses Club. And he won the individual boys under 12. Finn Valley again, the team winners from Tuam and Letterkenny were third. And then in the under 12 girls, a case of Mia Fletcher. She bided her time. She didn't go to the front. She waited. The young girl from Finn Valley, she got off, but Mia didn't. Mia Fletcher from Cranford didn't panic, and she wore it down, and she got ahead, and she was very, very impressive in the end, beating the girl from Tuam at the second. Again, Tuam had a very strong team here, and winning from Finn Valley. 14s, Cahill O'Donnell from Tyrconnell. Impressive winner there from Philip McGee of Letterkenny. And then Tyrconnell were the team winners in that one, from Letterkenny, and Tuam in third place. And just keep moving here. Gillian Reynolds from Letterkenny won number 14 girls. Sarah Alexander with a late, late run got into second. And she led the Finn Valley team to a team victory, an impressive team victory, with four in the top 11, and third were Cranford in that one. Then 16 boys. Well, this was the race. This was to me, this was just such an outstanding performance from Oisin Kelly of Cranford. He was in a race which involved a couple of really, really quality national good lads from the county. Young Jack Collian, Sean McGinley from the Olympian Club, Jack Collian from Letterkenny, and Oisin Toy from Finn Valley. And it all came down to the last 400 metres when the young Cranford man changed gears, went for it. And I'll tell you, any day that you beat Sean McGinley or Jack Holian or Oisin Toy, you're doing rightly. And this was a massive, this was the run of the day. He was the man of the match, as they say. Oisin Kelly from Cranford can't praise him highly enough for his performance today. 16 girls, so one for the North Leitrim girls. They were out ahead on that one. And in the under-9s, finally, just got the show on their way earlier in the day. And the under-10s, Emer Fallon of Tuam was the winner there. The team victory went to Finn Valley. The under-9 boys, Finn Valley again, the team winners, and Scott William from North Leitrim individually. And finally, the under-10s, Mark Wilkinson, he drove it out hard, but Bradley Boyle was always trying to track him. And the two of them came in neck and neck, joint first, a real battling performance from both of them to the line, and both good lads, beating a young fella called and Green from the Rosses. But the two boys, Wilkinson and Boyle, Wilkinson from Finn Valley, Boyle from Letterkenny, both of them had a massive run. And as I say, there wasn't an inch in it at the end. Finn Valley winning the team from the Rosses in that one. And the girls under 10, well, it was Grace McGrath from Tuam winning that one. And the team victory went to Finn Valley there. So all in all, a great day. And then in the end, as we all gathered and got the team medals out and about, the Champions Cup went to Finn Valley. Adam McGranahan, team captain, accepted that to great cheers and excitement. The sun came out and started to shine, and it all came to a great conclusion. So a great day, and now for the championship season. It starts in Carndonagh. It kicks off next. It kicks off with the Donegal Masters cross country and underage stuff in Carndonagh at the GAA grounds next Sunday. and just to keep going as I am at the moment. Right, just today in Dublin, 5K this morning, early this morning, we had a couple of good 5K performances. Jared Galler of Finn Valley, he finished fifth in a very high quality field and 15 dead in the 5K in the men's. And in the women's, Trish Doherty, Donegal Cross Country Champion, of course, on many, many, many occasions. She ran a 16:33, just beaten by 4 seconds for the leading lady, leading female athlete. So both of them running extremely well. So it augurs well for both them as they get into the cross-country season right now. But today it was 5K. It was on the road at Rathfarnham. So that's pretty much it, Patrick. A very successful week here of cross-country. Yeah. And as I say, it's carrying on the next Sunday.
I'm trying to get your breath back there, Patsy. You're a busy man today. Successful week so far. We've seen the pictures. Thousands of children coming to Finn Valley, and even today as well. No doubt, when you sit down and get the feet up this evening, you'll think back to a fantastic week. I know you reflected on it there.
Aye, absolutely. You know, and the boys down locally here at Finn Valley have done a great job putting on a good meet. The centre here at Finn Valley and the grounds of Finn Valley suit this kind of underage athletics within the grounds, and you know, running conditions were good, and we were fortunate with the weather. You know, you can be so unlucky sometimes and you can get blown away, or it can be mucky, but for those that are starting the sport of athletics, it was an ideal opportunity. And I was very pleased with Tuesday, the primary schools, Donegal primary schools. There was, as I say, 700 or 800 for that, and then on the secondary schools, I think 23 schools turned up for that. So look, and then today, as I say, I think it was, I didn't even count the number of clubs, but it was very, very, and look, the best way to describe it, Patrick, would be it was very encouraging.